Hello, welcome, and I'm so glad you've joined me here today. What I'd like to talk to you about today is relationships and what I've been learning about how to have better relationships. So not just with your spouse or significant other, but with family members, friends, kids, anybody, coworkers even. So let's just get started. Welcome to Becoming Lauren. I'm your host, Cheryl Ann. Hang out with me weekly as I share my journey to becoming Lauren, who, by the way, is my superpower, the goddess in me. She has and holds boundaries, she stands in her own power, and she speaks her truth. She is a badass. I'm sharing what's working, what I've learned along the way, and my guests will share how they made the leap as well, all with the goal of inspiring you to find and embrace your inner goddess too. Let's do this thing. Okay, so I'm going to jump right in with tip number one. So what you expect, you will get. I'm going to say that again. What you expect and what you're looking for, you will get and you will find. So for instance, he always does this. She always says that. And more specifically, he always gets up in the morning and he's cranky. He is just not a morning person. He's going to come out. He's going to be slamming things around. He's going to be grunting at me. Okay, so that's just an example. My husband's not like that. He's pretty good in the morning. But you know what? If I am assuming that that's the way they're going to be, because in my mind, from my past experience, it's always been that way, then I'm going to have a certain energy about myself. So he has his energy and I have mine, but energy flows freely. And I just want to say here that past experience does not always have to determine future experience. And so I would challenge you to focus on what you do want and not what you don't want. Because if you focus on your past memory, that this is the way it always is, and so therefore you're assuming that means it will always be, or it will at least be, say, today, then think about how that translates. So I got up early, and I've been having a great morning, had my coffee, feeling good, looking forward to the day, and I hear rustling. I know he's about to get up. So if I'm not paying attention, because it's an automatic response for me, my body may tense up thinking, oh God, here he comes. He's going to be slamming things or he's going to be grunting at me. It's not something I enjoy. If that's the way I'm thinking, my body is going to react. The physiology of my body is going to react to that. And I'm almost going to be in a defense mode, as I try to, you know, block that energy. And what if, you know, just a turnaround here, what if instead I thought, oh, you know what, he's getting up now, and you know what, I'm just going to keep on with my great day. I'm going to make sure that he has some quiet time so that he can, you know, wake up and feel great this morning as well, as great as I do. And so, you know, he comes out and I say good morning, he grunts, and I just smile and I go about my business. And then he wakes up and he's fine. Sometimes my good energy, my positive vibes that I've got going on are going to float over to him. I know that sounds funny, but we are all energy, and our energy is, you know, flowing all around us. That's why I used to call it mood absorption. You know, my husband would come home, say, and he had a bad day at work, and I was having a great day. And if I wasn't paying attention and being aware of my own energy, before long, I'd be cranky. I'd be like slamming doors and, you know, stomping around. I'd feel cranky. And it wasn't even mine. It wasn't my energy. It was his. So I will just throw in a little, you know what? I've learned that sometimes I first of all, I need to be aware of what's happening in my own body and where I'm going and recognize it's not mine. And sometimes I'll just throw up a shield. It's an imaginary shield. Yes, it is. And it goes all around my body. And it's about, I don't know, I guess a foot all around me. And I think of it like a shield that's just popped up, you know, in those movies, the sci-fi movies, where anything that's coming at me will just bounce right off. It won't even get to me. So I know that sounds really funny, but that's what I do sometimes. But okay, so back to tip number one, what you expect, you will get. So don't assume that your past experience with the way somebody's done something has to be what's going to happen now or what's going to happen in the future, and focus on what you do want and not what you don't want. Okay, so that's tip number one. Tip number two, I'm going to call the pause. So he or she says something that I, you know, don't agree with, or it pisses me off. If I respond argumentatively, we could end up in a big fight. And then, you know, we say things, our feelings get hurt, we don't have a pleasant whatever comes after that evening or weekend or whatever, because we're both like stewing over what was said and whatnot. So the pause is, sometimes I just pause and choose to decide, do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? If it's something that really needs to be discussed at all, because sometimes it really doesn't, if it's a big deal, then we can, you know, schedule a time to do it. While somebody's pissed off is not the best time to have a conversation. So, but if it's just an opinion, they're entitled to their opinion, just like I'm entitled to mine. So you know what? Sometimes that pause just gives me a moment to say, well, let them have it. It's not important enough that I be right to have a fight over. I don't want that. I'm choosing happy over right. I think that's a really big, it can make a really big difference in a split second when you make that decision, when you take that pause. So if they're expecting you to say something, let's just say they throw out an opinion and you're like, that's hogwash. I don't agree with that at all. In the past, I would have been like, well, he shared his opinion, I'm going to share my opinion. But I'm learning that, you know what? Sometimes all I just have to say is, if he's expecting a response, sometimes he's not even expecting a response. And I jump in with my countering opinion and we end up in this like debate that makes neither of us happy. So if he's just passing through and he says something, if it's not important, if it's not a big deal, I just let it go. And if he is looking right at me and expecting a response, you know what? I can just smile and say, cool. How can he argue with that? Or if I really don't agree and cool is not appropriate because he knows I won't agree with it, I can easily say, thank you for sharing. Or if I said something and he, you know, is responding to a statement that I made or an opinion that I made, then again, I can just stop it right in its tracks by saying, thank you for sharing how you feel about that, as opposed to getting into it and ruining a perfectly good day with needing to be right and needing to force my opinion down somebody else's throat. So number two, the tip number two is pause. The pause, take a pause, just pause. So tip number three, when you're annoyed, stop and make yourself think of five things you love and appreciate about that person, whoever it is who's just pissed you off. I'm not talking about, you know, obviously strangers who cut you off in traffic. I'll tell you what I do with those ones. My initial response would be like, what the actual, like, what are you doing? And then I would always choose to give them the benefit of the doubt. You know what? Maybe they didn't see me, or because I know I've done that many times. I go to change lanes and I'm like, oh my God, I just cut that person off. And I'm like, sorry. So if I just always just assume the best of them, it makes me feel so much better because it's the story in your head that leads to you being, you know, all pissed off and ruining your very good moment that there's no need to. So back to, let's just say somebody you do know. Think of 5 things you love and appreciate about that person or about your relationship with that person. So I'm going to tell you right now, it's very hard to be annoyed when you remind yourself of their greatness. You know, all the things that you do love about them, even just 5, if you just say, oh, even if you can't, you know, quickly do 5, 3 even, because when you do this, it switches. You cannot be grateful and happy and appreciative and angry and annoyed and pissed off at the same time. You can't. So, and the other thing sometimes that I do is I think about, you know, they're annoying me, but you know what? I know the things that I do that annoy them. And I do plenty. And you know what? Sometimes they're much more gracious about it than I am. So when I remind myself that there's lots of things that I do that would be just as annoying to them as what they're doing is annoying to me, then it diffuses my annoyance because I'm like, well, they're just human just like me. And I choose to focus instead on the things that I love and appreciate about them. It really is a game changer. You cannot be pissed off or annoyed with somebody and love and be loving and appreciative of them at the same time. Trust me, try it. Trust me. So the other thing you could do is also just ask yourself, you know, why do I choose to spend time with this person? Or if you're in a relationship with them, like a romantic relationship, why do I choose to be with them? And when you remind yourself of all the reasons that you choose to be with them or choose to spend your valuable time with them, it's again a game changer. It just reminds you of the good things and keeps you from focusing, you know, pinpoint focusing on the bad things. So tip number 4, assuming and taking it personally. And I'll tell you, I got these straight out of the book, The 4 Agreements, one of my all-time favorite books. And I've read it, I think, 3 or 4 times, and I think it's really helped to have it sink in that I'll give you a for instance. I used to, so my husband, you know, I've learned over the years that my husband really likes the time when he gets home. He likes a good 15, 20 minutes where nobody talks to him when he gets home. I kind of think that's really funny because he has the 30-minute commute, and I would, in my mind, I believe that, you know what, 30-minute commute is more than enough time for you to decompress from work. But over the years, I've learned that, nope, that's not actually the way it is at all. He needs his decompression when he walks in the house, kind of to integrate from work and drive to family time, or in our case, now that our kids are all gone, time with my wife or time in the home. It's like, if I try to talk to him, if he walks in and I'm like, blah, 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 he gets annoyed. And he usually runs for the garage. And we've talked about this over time because I used to get really offended. I was like, I'm so happy to see you. And he's just kind of like, oh, back off. Like, give me space. And I used to take it personally. So I have, we sorted that one out, but when I talk about assuming and taking it personally, I'm also talking about, say they come home from work, whoever it is, or from school, or somebody at work, say one of your coworkers, anybody, pick anybody in your life that you regularly interact with, and think about the times when they've been in a bad mood, and it's written all over their face, and they may have looked at you and it was like almost a snarl. So I used to just immediately assume they were pissed off at me. I would take it personally. It's all about me. I think we're all like that. We always just assume it's all about us, but usually it's not. People are much more in their own heads and it's nothing to do with you. but we just automatically assume and take it personally. So, for instance, my husband would come home from work. He'd be in a really bad place, say, I don't even know what happened. Could have been traffic, could have been, you know, just it was a long day and he was just annoyed. And he comes in and he's scowling. And I'd be like, hey, hi, how are you? And he's just kind of like, grr. And I would just be like instantly on alert. My whole body chemistry would change. And I would usually say, what's wrong? And he'd go, nothing, nothing. Just like, don't worry about it. So, well, that would make me worse. I would just be even a little bit more upset thinking, oh my God, he doesn't even want to tell me why he's mad at me. And, and then that energy, that absorbing energy, I would start, you know, now I'm in a bad mood or I'm crying for no reason. I was perfectly fine before he walked in. So what I've learned to do is always assume the opposite. It's nothing to do with me. This is all about them. They're in their head or something happened at work or wherever. And I will ask them, is there anything I can do to help? And if they say nope, then no matter what tone they use, I take that at face value and I say, okay, well, you know what? If there is anything I can do to help, just let me know. And then I get back to my own business. And if it is about me, then that's on them to bring it to me. And if they're having a bad day and they want to deal with it on their own, that's up to them. I don't need to push myself on them or try to solve all of their life's problems. I need to just give them the space. And if they come back to me and say, okay, look, you know what? I am pissed off at you because of whatever. Then we can have a conversation about it. But until then, I have no need to assume or take it personally. Assume that it's anything to do with me and let them have their own thing. So if they do come back to you and say, okay, so yeah, this is about you and this is my issue, then I suggest that you go back to tips 1, 2, and 3. So number one, don't expect that there's going to be a fight to come and listen intently to what they're saying. And again, don't take it personally. This could be just something that they are annoyed about that you've done. So don't expect a fight to come. Before speaking or answering whatever they're bringing to you, ask yourself, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And remember the 5 things that you love about them and treat them with compassion and grace like you'd like to be treated. So tip number 5 is actually a book recommendation. I would highly recommend the book Loving What Is by Byron Katie. I found it mind-blowing how I'm at my most unhappy when I'm in other people's business instead of my own. I'm thinking and deciding for them. For instance, they should be doing this, or he should have said it this way, or she shouldn't feel that way. And Loving What is, you know, questions that you can ask yourself that kind of bring it all back to you, because really our reality is created by our own thoughts and the stories that we tell ourselves. So I am responsible for my thoughts and my actions only. I am responsible for the stories I make up in my head. They have no responsibility to make me happy. That's my job. They're entitled to live, speak, choose, you know, what they want, whatever they want for themselves and their lives, just like I am. So I'm not going to tell you anything more about that, about the book, other than I think it's a game changer when it comes to relationships of any kind with your friends and family and your spouse and your kids. It's teaching me a lot, and I'm not through the whole book yet, but I'm going to be going through my relationships and looking for where I'm responsible for a disconnect in my relationships with all of those people that we have in our lives. So that was it. Again, so just to recap, number 1, what you expect, you will get. Be careful. Be careful what you're expecting and choose something better. Just because past experience has shown you one thing does not mean that that has to be future experience. Number two, the pause. Give yourself a moment. Don't respond. And if you do that, you're much less likely to fly off in a direction that you really don't want to go. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? That's a really good question to ask yourself and decide, is this even worth stepping into it? It's like you're getting into the ring. Are you going to get into the ring or are you not? You have your choice. Number three, think of five things that you love and appreciate about that person and or your relationship, and remind yourself why you choose to be with them or spend time with them to begin with. And number four, assuming and taking it personally. Remember, it's not all about you. In fact, most of the time, it's never about you. So that is a really good thing to remember. Most of the time, it's never about you. And number five was read Loving What Is by Byron Katie. I think you will find it life-changing. So I hope that you've enjoyed this episode and that you've got some help in the relationship department. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. And so that's about all I have for today. I hope you have a fabulous day and fabulous relationships. And yeah, bye, ciao for now.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, please go drop some love on it and leave me a review. It really helps others find my podcast as well. And please know that I really appreciate every single one. Make sure you subscribe as well so you don't miss it when the next episode goes live. And hey, if you know someone that would benefit from and enjoy this or other episodes, please share Becoming Lauren with them too. If you're looking for more connection, join my private Facebook group, Calling All Goddesses, or look me up on Instagram at becoming.thegoddess.lauren. Don't worry, all of the links are in the show notes. One last thing, have yourself a fabulous day and go out there and be your unique and wonderful self, because hey, no one else has that superpower.